Another country in the region facing uncertainty today is Lebanon, a nation Pope Benedict sees as a message of freedom and respectful coexistence for the region and for the entire world. Under a governmental system that guarantees representation for all of Lebanon's 18 different religious confessions, the country's president is always a Christian, the prime minister a Sunni, and the speaker of the house a Shiite. But since January, when Hezbollah and its allies withdrew from the National Unity Government over a dispute regarding jurisdiction of the Special International Tribunal investigating the 2005 murder of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, Lebanon has been without a cabinet. In February, Pope Benedict met Lebanese President Michel Slimane here in the Vatican. A communique following that meeting noted that the action by civil and religious authorities in educating people to peace and reconciliation is of the utmost importance for Lebanon, and that the promotion of cooperation and dialogue among religious confessions is ever more necessary. Both leaders expressed hope that the formation of a new government in Lebanon would bring the much-desired stability to the nation, which is called to face important domestic and international challenges. Well, my colleague Luca Atanasio caught up with caretaker Information Minister Tarek Mitri during a recent visit to Rome. He asked how the political situation at home is likely to be resolved.
Well, we have a situation that is common to many democratic countries. The government resigned and there is a new government in the process of formation.
Hezbollah is part of the new government.
That is part of the present problem. Yeah. Hezbollah has been part of the previous three governments. But Hezbollah was played a great role in overthrowing the present government, and therefore has a leadership role in the new cabinet that is being formed. And this is probably the reason why things are not so easy. They will end up forming a government, most likely a homogeneous, monochrome government, although the very people who constitute now the new majority, led by Hezbollah, used to say that Lebanon, because of the plurality of communities and its political system, should always be based on consensus culture. Decision-making should be made by consensus, and the only suitable formula for governments should be national unity governments, and they always fought in favor of national unity. Now that they have managed to become a majority, they are in favor of a monochrome cabinet. The reason they are in favor of this is that they broke the fall down of our government on one single issue, that is the Special Tribunal for Lebanon. And they would have liked to take a number of decisions that would try to delay or eventually weaken the work of the tribunal and distance Lebanon or dissociate Lebanon from the tribunal. And this is probably something they would like to have. And for them to have, they should be in full control of the government. So we're moving from, we're likely moving from a situation of national unity where all political forces were represented, Hezbollah included, to a cabinet that will be a Hezbollah-led cabinet, which is a major change in Lebanese political life.
At least three times over the past months, demonstrators have taken to the streets in Lebanon to protest the country's confession-defined government, calling for a lay state. But Mitri argues that Lebanon's religious divisions are just part of the problem, but they can be part of the solution, too.
You know, I try to say that we need to always make a distinction between religious identity, which is at the end of the day, personal identity. It's a matter of personal conviction, personal faith, personal religious commitment, and communal identity. Of course, communal identity is formed through history, and it probably has religious origins, but it is not necessarily religious in its very nature. And in Lebanon, the situation is quite complicated. We have communities that are very strong, and people believe in communities and fight on behalf of communities, not necessarily for the sake of religion or on behalf of religion or in the name of religion. And sometimes religious symbols, religious leaders, function as communal markers, not more. They do not define the interior landscape of the community. They define the border lines between one community and the other. In that sense, religion is used as an identity marker and therefore is part of the problem. It is part of the solution also, because most religious people I know, people of faith, are people who are each in their own way critical of communalism, critical of this fanaticism for one's community that divides people. And I know during the difficult times of Lebanese successive wars, whatever you call them, whether they are civil wars or communal strifes, or there were times where politicians were unable to even talk to each other. Religious leaders were always able to meet and speak a word of hope, a word of peace. I think religious people in Lebanon, in general, have been critical of fanaticism and of violence. And religion can play a great role in criticizing this logic of communalism that is at the origin of many of our problems, and therefore could reverse a process where you cannot define your identity except in opposition or hostility to the others. Religion, whether Christianity or Islam, can help us also define our faith in terms of being present with the others, sometimes servants of our neighbors, and this is a correction to the logic of communal hostility or fear, mutual fear.
Mitri exposes an interesting dilemma that in some extreme cases, as he puts it, people fight in the name of religions in which they have ceased to believe.
What I'm trying to say is that there are countries, situations like my own country, Lebanon or Bosnia-Herzegovina, where at the level of society and at the level of personal culture and thinking, there had been a great deal of secularization. So people are secularized in the sense that they get on with their political life, with their social life, without reference to religion, even with their ethical life, without reference to religion. In that sense, they are secularized. But because of our political system and because of the strength of communal identities, then they identify with their communities and defend the rights of their communities, fight in the name of those communities, and not in the name of the religions that have originally constituted these communities. We were joking a while ago with an Italian friend. I was telling him that I have a Lebanese fellow minister who always tells me, "You are Christian. I am not. I am only a Maronite." Maronite is his communal identity, not the religious one. And then he was telling me that during the Second World War, Mussolini used to say, "I'm sure I'm not Christian. Maybe I'm a Catholic." So that is a bit what I meant by insisting on the simple but real distinction.
Tarek Mitri was the Culture and Information Minister of Prime Minister Saad Hariri's former government.